פרגרף טס, כי באמס שוירש הסבוס הזמן בקדושו הוא על ידי חסד. Now Rav Nosson Zal touches on one of the stories in Sipurei Maaseyos, the deepest story, the final story, the 13th story that Rabbeinu Zal told in Sipurei Maaseyos, which is called The Seven Beggars, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about many things, and he speaks about a couple getting married, and at their Sheva Brachas, each one of the 7 days, a tzaddik comes to bless them, and the tzaddik tells a fabulous story to illustrate his greatness and to illustrate the importance of the bracha that he's giving them. And in one of those stories, Kamashikosu Bamaisa Shalyoim Hashlishi, so Rav Nosson Zal says here, we know that the creation of time is through chesed. Chesed is what creates time. Kamashikosu Bamaisa Shalyoim Hashlishi, as Rabbeinu Zal writes, in the story of the third day of the Sheva Brachas, She'ikar hishavus hazman al yidei chasodim shelemes, that the main creation of time comes about through true kindness. Ayin Shom, look over there in Sipurei Maaseyos, where you see where Rabbeinu Zal explains it. V'zeh b'chinas yoimom yitzave Hashem chazdoi. Look at this pasuk now. The pasuk says in Tehillim, yoimom, days, in days, Hashem commands his kindness. So the chesed, ki chesed is the yoimom, chesed is the days. Ki chesed hu yoimo de'ozil im kulu yoimin. The Zohar HaKadosh says chesed is the day that accompanies all the other days. Umishom ikar hishavus kol hazman v'hayomim, and it's from chesed that is generated all of time and all the days, shesharoshom bebechinas shiva yemei habinyan, which are rooted in the 7 days of creation, shehim bechinas hasheva midos, which correspond to the 7 attributes of Hashem, chesed, gevura, teferes, netzach, hoyed, yesod, malchus, shehim bechinas hagavnin shebekesev zohov, which corresponds to the colors and the lights that are found in gold and silver, shehem bechinas shiva minei mateches kiyadua, corresponding to the 7 different types of metals, as is known. Hashem created the physical world in 7 days, right? It's called 7 days of creation, shiva yemei abinyan. Those 7 days correspond to the 7 midos, chesed through malchus. The first one, day one, Sunday, is chesed. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that day one, Hashem turned on the light. That's when Hashem said, let there be light. And that day accompanies all the other days. The light that Hashem turned on that first day continues and accompanies all 7 days put together. That's one facet of this concept where we're saying that time is created from chesed. V'ze yodua, and this is known, shekol dovor nimtak b'sharosh adaykoi, that any time that we want to sweeten the din, the midas hadin, that's found in anything, we have to go to the root of it. We have to go to the source of it. V'alkein ikar kiyum ho'ilom al yedei chesed. And it's for this reason. I wanted to mention another point now. So that's the 7 days of creation. That's the physical world that we're living in. The physical, and those days, that's how we measure time. It says that on this day Hashem created this and this, and it was yoim echad, it was 1 day. Then Hashem went ahead and created CDEF, and it was yoim sheni. Then he went ahead and created GHIJK, and it was... So the whole physical world is divided up into time, units of time, measured by time, by those 7 days of creation, starting from chesed. Which means, the minute we go above that, what's above chesed? Above chesed is the sechel, chochmah, bina, and das. That's above these 7 days of creation, That's above the concept of time. Time is this lower level, these seven lower midos of Hashem. The minute we go above that to the three upper ones, which are Sechel, we're outside the ballpark of time. We went out of the boundary of time. We're before day one. Day one began from Chesed. We're above that. This is a spiritual concept. The person hears it for the first time, they don't know how to slice it. How do I eat this? What do I do with this? You're going to see it's going to come up in several places, and both Rabbeinu Zal and Rabbeinu Zal are going to enlighten us how this plays a role in a person's connection to Hashem. For example, when a person does tshuva, a person says, how is it possible if I lived 25 years doing what? How do you fix that? You know, how is it possible? The answer is, there's a concept, a spiritual concept, whereby a person goes above time, and in above time, in 1 second, he can wipe out or recreate 25 years or 2,500 years. Just like, again, we gave the example of the computer. Everybody knows, chug, 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 it goes along at a certain pace. Or a car. The first car, which was able to go 25 miles an hour, and this was such an incredible accomplishment. You don't have to pedal, the thing goes by itself. You crank it up, and then it goes by itself. And then suddenly you change a couple of pieces inside, and it's going 250 miles an hour. The same metal thing, the same box, is suddenly traveling 10 times as fast. And then you go into a plane, a fighter jet, that's going 2,500 miles an hour. You know, above the speed, you know, crossing the speed of sound, you know, breaking the sound barrier, and faster. And a rocket that's going 10 times or 100 times that speed, you know. Each one going to higher and higher levels. V'alkein ikar kiyum hoilam al yedei chesed. And therefore, since time was created from chesed, since the world began from chesed, day one of creation was chesed, therefore, what keeps the world in existence is chesed. The world's existence is dependent on chesed. K'mo shekosev, as the pasuk says, oilam chesed yibone. The world is built with chesed and will be rebuilt with chesed. Ki ikar hisavus hazman hu b'shvil ha-bechira shehu b'zman daiko. Because the main reason why Hashem created time was that people should have free choice, which is affected tremendously by time. Morning, evening, summer, winter, good day, bad day. Hainu kedei shizgaber ha'odom b'avoidosoi l'shaber ha'medame. That a Jew, through his serving Hashem, by trying to live a proper life, he should break the medame, shaydeze yale me'azman l'bechinas l'malam azman, and thereby elevate himself from being captive to time, being controlled by time, to going above that, to going above the concept of time. Shehu b'chinas chayim nitzchiyim shel olam haba, which refers to the eternal life of olam haba. In olam haba, there's no time. It's eternity. Sheshom ikar kibul haschar. That's the real place where Jews are going to be rewarded for living a proper life. Ashrei hazoicha lezeh. Fortunate is the person who will be zoicha to this. V'al kenen therefore ha ikar hu tztoko v'chesed. One of the most important things in Judaism is charity and kindness. Sheshom shoyresh hisavus hazman. That's where time begins from. That's the source, the foundation, the root of time. Veshom daiko nimtak v'nizbat el hazman v'nichlal b'bchinas l'malam hazman. And that's the place where time and above time come together. We said you have the seven lower levels. Malchus is the lowest level, Netzach, Chodzah. Then you go above till you get to the top floor of those seven, which is Chesed. And from Chesed, you go to the level above it, which is Bino or Das, where you're out of Zman. So Chesed is that link from Zman to Lamala Miyazman. And that's why this Chesed is so, so important, because that can affect the Tikkun for everything below it. Everything under Chesed gets its tikkun from chesed. And chesed is the bridge to take a person from zman to lamala me'azman. Kimei Chesed Iker Hascholas Viker Habinyan Shel Shivasime Habinyan. Chesed is the beginning of these 7 days of creation. Kilamala Me Chesed Ulamala Me Azman. Because above Chesed, you're going to above the concept of time, which is Bechinas Bina, Yovel. Above Chesed, the level above Chesed is Bina, which is referred to as synonymous with Yovel. Yovel Hagodol Shehu Lemala Mehayomim. When we talk about Yovel, the Jubilee, the 50th year, that's above the concept of time. Kemoishom Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says on the Pasuk, Ki Sha'al no Leyomim Rishonim. Ask about the earlier times. Layomim Horishonim Atashoyel, Viatashoyel Malamala Malamata. The Gemara says you're allowed to ask about what happened in earlier generations, but you're not allowed to ask what's above or what's below, meaning Dahainu Bisholoish Rishonis. You're not allowed to ask about what's related to the top three spheroids. You're allowed to ask regarding Yomim Rishonim. You're allowed to ask regarding the seven lower Midos of Hashem, Chesed through Malchus. But you're not allowed to ask, you're not allowed to delve into what's above that when you're getting to the three upper ones, which is a level that's beyond us. Just like it says, there's a pasuk, Hanistorois Lashem Elokeinu, V'hanigloys Lonu Ulvoneinu Ad Olam. So it's brought that Niglois, revealed, the revealed portion of the Torah, refers to the seven lower levels. Nistorois, the hidden portion, refers to those three top ones. V'alkein, HaChesed, Shehu HaScholas V'Iker Hishavus HaZman, and therefore Chesed, which is the beginning and the creation of time, Al Yodoi Daiko Mamtikin U'Mevatlin HaZman, through it, we have the power, the ability to sweeten and eliminate time, Umalin V'Koylelin Oysoi B'Bchinas L'Malam HaZman, and we have the ability to rise up and plug into the level above time. Sheze Iker HaTachlis Kanal. This is one of the main goals of a Jew in this world. One example of this that we mentioned earlier was the 6 days of the week versus Shabbos. The 6 days of the week are work days. There the time seems to be going very slowly, dragging. Shabbos is above that concept of time. Shabbos, there's no punching the clock. You don't have to punch in at 9 o'clock. You don't have to... Shabbos, we're above that completely. Shabbos, the person gets to rest differently than during the week. They're in this madrega of lal malam and azman, this higher level of seichel, this neshama yisera. V'alkein tzrichen la'asos tzedoko gmilas chasodim. And it's for this reason that it's so important for a Jew to be involved in tzedoka and gemach, gmilas chasodim, lending people money, helping people in different ways. Because by doing that, a person is zeicher to eliminate the medame sheshom hazman, which is very much tied into time, gashmius, the physical world, which is very much bound by zman, v'oile el hasechel. The person leaves that level, he leaves medame, he leaves man, and he goes to a higher level, which is sechel, sheshom nizbatel hazman. When a person's in the level called Seichel, there he's above the concept of time. Sheze Iker HaTachlis. This is one of the main goals of a Jew in this world. To get out of Zman into Lamalam Zman. To get out of the Sheisha Simei Achoil into Shabbos. to get out of Oilam Hazeh and to be Zoche to get into Oilam Haba. That the Oilam Hazeh should be a springboard by breaking the Oilam Hazeh. By breaking all the taivos rois, amidos rois of this world, he's zoche to get to go above to the olam haba, which is bina, which is alma d'osi, it's called, which is the place of sechel, where a person zoche to really understand Hashem, to achieve the highest level of understanding of Hashem.